Hey, Browns fans, it's time to gear up for a pain-free 2022 NFL season for your Cleveland Browns with new friends of the show, Buckeye Law Group. If you've been injured in a car accident, a slip and fall, a work accident, or even if you've been buried into the ground by Myles Garrett or stiff-armed by Nick Chubb, you need to call Buckeye Law Group today at 1-800-411-PAIN. Their attorneys will fight for the money you deserve. Buckeye Law Group's attorneys have recovered over $1 billion for their clients throughout the entire country. So don't make the mistake of calling just any other attorney. Call attorneys you can trust, and best of all, they're Browns fans just like you. Call our friends from Buckeye Law Group at 1-800-411-PAIN. After 911, call 411. That's 1-800-411-PAIN. 1-800-411-7246. That's Buckeye Law Group, located at 1300 East 9th Street, Suite 1210 in Cleveland, Ohio. Buckeye Law Group, proud fans of the Cleveland Browns just like you.
Hey, what up, Dog Pound? This is Gage from Houston, Texas. Let's get it.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Zach Kopp, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Dogs. If you want to get your intro on the show, head to thedogspodcast.com. Tap leave voicemail on the drop-down menu. We're going to do a Falcons preview for you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed our previous episode, the Steelers review. That was a fun one. We got a ton of voicemails for that episode, so make sure you guys continue that. Dogspodcast.com, tap leave voicemail. You can leave us intros and voicemails. Today we're going to get into a Falcons preview, give us our thoughts on the upcoming game for the Browns. Before we do, I got to remind you to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. We're getting closer to the 5,000 subscriber mark, which is a goal for us. So if you're listening and you haven't subscribed yet, please do help us out. Make sure you tap the notification bell so you never miss a new episode. You can also find the podcast on Apple, Spotify, and Google if you prefer to just listen. Lastly, if you're looking for more Dogs content, head to jointhedogs.com. Become an official Dog Pack member on the Patreon page. You get an extra episode every week. We're playing fantasy football with everybody in there. There's 50-some people in there from across the world, all Browns fans. During Browns, if you're like me during a Browns game, anytime something happens, you want to tell somebody what you thought about what just happened. Well, if you're in the Patreon, you got 50 people to tell, and they'll all answer you. We got Discords going, game day threads. There's even a side text thread with some of the OG members. You trust me, game day, you're going to get about 300 text messages and 50 Discord messages during the game. You're never going to be bored when it comes to Browns content. So if you're looking for more direct access to us and you're looking for more content in general and just more Browns fans to hang around with, kind of 24/7 Browns fan service, jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member. So as we mentioned, Browns have a big one this week. We talked about being 3-1, 4-0 at the end of this first quarter of the season, and that goal, despite the loss of the Jets, that goal is still within grasp.
Yes, it is.
So this is a big game, and I would say this is a game that at the beginning of the year everybody just chalked up to a W.
Yep.
And even though I would still consider the Browns the favorite in this game, I don't think this is not a walk in the park.
No,
in my opinion.
No, so far the Falcons have not been a walk in the park.
No,
I mean they lost by 1 point to the Saints in week one, 27-26. And then they lost a close one to the Rams in week two, 31-27, which they were down and then they fought back.
Correct.
Yes. And then they just
beat them big.
Yeah. And then they just beat the Seahawks 27-23. So I think they're much improved from what they were last year.
Yep. They're surprising some people.
Yep. They have a decent, I think, like the PFF grades on some of their offense and defense and stuff are not bad. Like they're playing pretty good football. Are they a premier team? Do I think roster wise they're in the Browns stratosphere? No, but can we come out and play? Can we play bad and think we're going to win this game? No, we're going to have to play better than we did, especially on the defensive side of the ball, in any game so far, in my opinion, because they got some offensive pieces.
They have serious, serious weapons on offense. They have Drake London, who's kind of stepped in and been a stud so far. Like everything that people thought he was going to be coming out, yeah, he's that guy. He is absolutely that guy. Kyle Pitts, freak athlete as a tight end, had some down games, kind of came back last week. He's looking, I mean, he can do some things.
Do some stuff.
Cordarrelle Patterson is just stupid old. and continues to just be a wrecking ball.
Yeah, he's 302 yards rushing on the season, so he's averaging 100 yards a game.
Yeah. What is he, 47?
Yeah, he's like the Tom Brady of running backs.
He's not that old. He's like 33.
He's 31.
Okay.
I think.
It's Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and Marcus Mariota finally getting a chance to start again.
And God bless you. You know, he's okay. I don't think he's anywhere near their long-term answer.
I mean, he's having kind of a Brissett season right now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
getting it done.
He's completing 63% of his passes. He's got 640 yards through three games, 213 yards a game. I'll say this, he averages 8.1 yards per completion. That's decent. He's only got three touchdowns and three interceptions, has been sacked six times. He's 85 rating. I mean, Marcus Mariota can go out there and play decent football. And what scares me is his athleticism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and I think we saw at times Mitch Trubisky gave this defense a little bit of problem on the perimeter with his athleticism. Yeah. We hardly ever got any pressure. And then when we did, he got away from it.
Yeah, he scrambled.
And Marcus Mariota is more athletic than Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I just don't think this is going to be a cakewalk, especially with the way our defense has played this year. Like, I could see Drake London having a crater Pitts. I could see one of these guys going off.
Well, the thing about both those guys is they're really tall.
Yeah.
They can go high point the ball, contested catch receivers.
Yep. Drake London is their leading receiver right now. He's got 16 catches on 25 targets. He's averaging 13.4 yards per catch. So, I mean, he's a big play guy.
Mm-hmm.
214 yards, two touchdowns. So he's averaging 71 yards a game as a rookie. He's a playmaker.
How nervous are you guys? We could be going into Sunday with just no Edge. Just no.
Yeah, have we
just
heard anything?
Clowney might be out again, and then Garrett, I think, is probably going to be out. So
And Winovich is still hurt, right?
He was last game.
So what, you're going Alex Wright and Isaac Rochelle?
Isaiah Thomas? Yikes.
Yeah.
Not that those guys are bad players, but they're not your starting
full
game guys.
And then on top of that, it's not like our interior D line's that great.
No.
So like right now the savior is the premier pass rusher in Clowney and Miles. It makes up a little bit for the not great interior D line play. Now, if your interior D line is still not playing well and you're putting two rookies on the edge, Isaac Rochelle was a practice squad player. He got cut. And then we re-signed him for the Steelers game when Clowney got hurt. So, and I don't think he's terrible,
no.
But he's not Jadeveon Clowney or Myles Garrett.
No, and I mean, so this is just early in the week. I know the line might change, depending on what happens later in the week, closer to Sunday. But right now, the Browns are favored by 1.5. So, Vegas thinks it's going to be close.
Yeah, pick them.
I think Cordell Patterson could be a problem, real problem in this game.
Yes, for sure. We did decent against Najee, but even there was moments where we couldn't wrap anybody up. Just pinballing, just arm tackles, not even, I don't know.
And Patterson's not a small back.
No.
He's a big guy.
I'm just concerned about, I just don't want it to look easy for him. Right. Like Joe Flacco carved us up. And we were the first team to give up over 200 yards passing to Mitch. He didn't play great, but he hadn't thrown for 200 yards yet. He threw for over 200 against us.
Yes, he did.
I don't like that. And, I mean, to be honest, I don't even know much about their defense, but I think they're playing.
They're ranked decent, I thought. Nick Lopez, a guy on Patreon, he sent us some PFF grades on them.
Yeah, so if you join the dog pack, you get to be our statistician.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, that's pretty cool.
And get your name called out on the show.
Correct, yeah. So they have the number 9 ranked offense, 13th ranked defense, 16th ranked special teams.
So the special teams is 18 places better than ours, which mathematically isn't even possible. But
fifth overall in the league. So, and now you could say, have they played anybody? Hey, last time I checked, the Rams are pretty damn good.
Yeah, and the Saints are supposed to be good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I think this is going to be, a dog fight.
This is probably the most nervous game I've had so far. I mean, I'm more nervous about this one than I was the Steelers. I wasn't nervous at all about the Panthers, even though that came down to the end, and nobody was nervous about the Jets because we should have freaking won that game.
Yeah.
But
we lost that game. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. And just in the last couple of seconds.
I think defensively, especially if Miles and Jadeveon don't play, Joe Woods is going to have to get creative.
Yeah.
You can, if these guys aren't playing, you can't just rush four and think it's going to get it done. You're going to have to completely change up your philosophy for this game. If that's the case, you're going to have to manufacture pressure. That, I mean, that's it. If I don't care who you are, if you get to just sit in a clean pocket all day, you're going to have a good game. I mean, Mike Glennon carved us up last year because we just let him sit in a clean pocket all day.
Yep.
Joe Flacco, two games ago or a game ago, threw for over 300 on us because we just let him sit in a clean pocket. And we can't do that this game. If those guys are out, please, for the love of God, God blitz. We just saw Jacob Phillips have one of his better games. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because we let him get after a little bit. We moved him around. We blitzed him a little bit. Continue to do that.
Well, I mean, think about the first half of that Panthers game. We had so much pressure on Baker. And you know what happens when Baker's under pressure. And he looked like it.
Yep.
So where's that pressure?
I don't know what.
Justin, get some damn pressure.
I don't know what.
We don't know what that is.
I don't know why we're so anti-blitz. You would,
yeah,
right. You know, typically, if you,
what are they going to do? Burn us deep?
Yeah, if you have poor secondary players, I could understand not wanting to leave them on an island and blitz. But we have guys who are supposed to be really freaking good.
I mean, guys are getting open down the field anyway.
Yeah, I used to get so mad at Greg Williams because all he did was blitz.
Yeah.
Now I'm sitting here years later. I'm like, we just don't ever blitz. I feel like I'm just completely conflicted.
Greg Williams, I just.
Can we call that guy? What's he doing right now?
If it was 3rd and 15, we were bringing the house.
At the house, man. Every play.
And they were running a screen.
Yeah. Every getting time. The first down.
Yes. But no, I would rather live with that than what we do now. I hate just sitting back and playing borderline prevent defense for an entire game. It almost seems like we're okay with giving up plays in between the 20s and then, you know, in the red zone, it's tougher to throw on us because it's shrunk down. No, don't just concede the middle of the field. And then we're either always giving up field goals or they're always punting and pinning us deep. And we have to go on 90 yard drives when we're on offense. Screw that. That's a terrible philosophy.
Hey, Browns fans, let's take a quick break in the action to remind you guys about DraftKings Sportsbook. The NFL action is in full swing here at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. We're talking touchdowns, big plays, and even bigger wins. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win and get $200 in free bets if they do. And if that's not enough, everyone can boost their winnings with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Right now, for every leg you add, you can boost your winnings up to 100%. With payouts bigger than ever, why bet on football anywhere else? To make things even sweeter, you can throw down on stepped-up same-game parlays once per game day all season long. So go download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use promo code TPPN to get $200 in free bets if your team wins when you place a $5 bet on any football game. That's code TPPN only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
From tailgate parties to busy weeknights, the flavor experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to savor all the flavors of fall. With their mouthwatering assortments of perfectly aged steaks, ultra-juicy burgers, and easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash. Right now, take advantage of 50% off site-wide by shopping their semi-annual sale. This sale only happens twice a year, and it's on now with 50% off delicious customer favorites. And when you use promo code DOGS at checkout, take an additional $30 off of your order. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter DOGS at checkout, and stock up on fall flavor today. Omaha Steaks is perfect for those chilly and busy fall nights with entrees ready before the kids can say, what's for dinner? And don't forget to use the promo code DOGS at checkout to score an extra $30 off your order. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code DOGS at checkout. Minimum order may be required. Now let's get back to the show. Oh!
Offensively, just keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
Just let Nick Chubb go out there and eat all day.
Yeah. Yep. Just go out and just continue to do what we're doing. Jacoby, just continue to build on your success. Don't take a step backwards.
Yeah.
I think if the Browns come out and they play the way they're capable and they play smart, it's a win.
Oh yeah, yeah. For sure. Yeah.
I just think if we come out and we turn the ball over, we miss a freaking field goal or PAT again.
Muff a punt.
Then, you know, Atlanta, they got good fans. It's going to be, you know, if we give them some, you know, a little bit, it's going to be loud. the atmosphere is going to go south. Mm-hmm. Just, I think we need to go in there and punch them in the mouth early, just kind of take the crowd out of it and just kind of treat this like a business trip.
Like we saw, what was that last week? It doesn't matter how big, how, you know, if we're up big, they can come back.
Oh, for sure.
So, I mean, just got to hold it. Got to hold it together for a full 60 minutes of football and get out of there with a win.
Yeah. Even in the Steelers game, we didn't, the 60 minute thing, it was almost the same exact scenario.
Yeah,
I was living a nightmare. They were kicking an onside kick and it was rolling around on the ground. And I was
I know.
Like clutching my chest.
I sit on the edge of the couch like, oh gosh, I feel like I just saw this.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Terrible.
Come out and play 60 minutes in the special teams. I know. Like we implore you every week.
Yeah.
But for the love of God.
Yeah.
Please. Button it up.
Please.
Button it up, man.
Lock it up.
Lock it up.
Just please lock it up because I'm getting gray hairs.
I got them already.
Kidding, man.
But no, I just think, I think this is going to be, we need to treat this like a business trip. And just don't let the season slip away. You forced yourself to have to be perfect.
Yeah.
Because you slept the last minute and 55 seconds of the Jets game. So now you have to come out and take care of business.
Right. So real quick, I just want to look around the league with the AFC North and just kind of see what we're up against this week. So we get to go down to Atlanta and play the Falcons, which, like we said, it's a winnable game. We just have to make sure we
handle business.
Handle business. But, you know, Thursday night, the Bengals get the Dolphins, who look good.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And the Bengals so far do not.
Except for the butt punt. That was unbelievable.
That's crazy.
If they would have lost on that, I was like, this is the most Browns way to lose ever seen in my life.
So the Steelers get the Jets, which, I mean,
you would, I don't know.
I would think would beat the Jets, but I mean, the Jets haven't been horrible.
The Steelers' offense is just so bad.
Bad. Yeah, it doesn't do anything.
No.
There's no flash.
I thought they threw everything within 3 yards of the line of scrimmage because Ben couldn't throw it 5 yards.
No, that's the philosophy.
That's just like what they do.
Yeah.
It's bad.
And like, their line can't hold for a longer pass anyway.
They don't let Mitch do like anything that I thought they'd be rolling him out.
Yeah.
Letting him, I mean, he doesn't have a cannon, but.
Side note though, that George Pickens catch.
I looked at Blake.
Literally, he caught it. And I was like, God damn, he catch that. And we kind of looked at each other and they showed on the replay. Me and him both did the stank face at each other, like,
wow.
It was stupid nasty. Impressive.
I mean, Odell's catch back in the day was sweet, but this, I mean,
man, he was
completely
nice.
Horizontal.
Yeah.
Stretched out and somehow he caught it.
Which I guess if you look at it, like, if you're on the defense, it took one of the best catches ever for them to go score.
Right.
Yeah.
But man,
that was cool.
That catch was fast.
So that's what the Steelers got going on. Then the Ravens get the Bills.
Man. That could be a good damn game.
So we just need to win is what I'm saying. Like we can continue.
If we could take care of business, we could come out of this week in sole possession of first place in the AFC North.
Yes. And the AFC we know is going to be a tough conference. So if we can just win our division, that would, I mean, problem solved. We don't have to worry about anything right now. I feel
like things are kind of falling in place. Oh. I don't want to sound like a crazy person, and I feel like I do this every year, but I'm like, oh, this is interesting. Justin Herbert's hurt. Oh, Patrick Mahomes is fighting his coaches on the sideline. Interesting.
Yeah, Mac Jones
is out.
Yeah, he can't walk.
One half in the last play of the game.
Interesting. Interesting. Oh, Tom Brady is just getting sacked every 2 seconds. Interesting.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers has no receivers.
Yeah.
I know that's not the AFC, but
it's kind of like
destiny. Like
it never goes this way for us, but
we like to believe it.
It
does.
Seems to be like the pieces are falling in place.
Yes.
So maybe we're catching a break. It's a lot of, it's all the good karma from signing to Sean.
They got new shirts out, by the way. Just get prepared for that Twitter because they'll be taking pictures of me and Blake seeing them. We can't even tell you what they say, but God.
Just some of the,
they're coming. Don't worry.
Listen, obviously, you know, we've been pro signing Deshaun, but guys,
stop it.
We don't need any more attention.
Oh my God,
on the situation.
So ignorant. But yeah. Were we going to play Kenny Mack's voicemails on these?
Let's go ahead and do that. So he did send us one about the Falcons game. Here we go.
Okay.
Hey guys, it's Kenny Mack here. I'm just getting into work. I'm thinking about the Falcons this week. Just want to hear your thoughts. One thing's got to stay and one thing's got to go. For me, it's Jacoby Brissett. Keep on going. And what's got to go is our poor tackling. I just feel like that's going to keep a lot of teams in the game. What's your thoughts? Cheers.
Well, I will say that when a guy as big as Najee Harris is going to come and score and he wants to knock you down, he's probably just going to knock you down. But yeah, that one was,
that was
kind of fun to watch on TV, even though it was just, but still it was like, wow, that's football.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
man on man. JJ didn't win that one.
I'll say this, football at the root is running and tackling.
Yeah.
So they're going to make catches. Don't let a 5-yard gain become a 30-yard gain. Come up, play fundamental football and wrap up and tackle. Mm-hmm. The best defenses in the league, go look at their tackling. They don't miss tackles. They keep 5-yard gains to 5-yard gains.
And that's what we talked about a lot this offseason, was how great of a tackling unit we put together, especially in the secondary. You know, we got good players who can tackle.
It's interesting.
So
I did not see that Thursday.
No, it was not on display.
No.
Tough. But anything else? Or are we good there?
He sent another voicemail, but it has nothing to do with the game. So was there anything else we wanted to talk about this week with the Falcons? Or
I think we're good.
Good to go? Okay, yeah. So Kenny Mack had one other question here.
Hey, guys. Hell of a victory. Beat the Steelers. Feeling pretty good. Calling in a question here. Just want to know what your thoughts are. I like Andrew Berry. One thing that I don't like, though, I don't think we've actually cut any single one of our draft picks, even anything in the later rounds. And I was wondering what your thoughts were on just moving on some players and moving into some free agents. I think we could use some more speed and catch at the same time and maybe a defensive tackle. But give me – and let's go Brownies.
No, I think we actually talked about this on our last episode. I think Demetric Felton could end up being one of these first. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think he's got a very short leash right now in Cleveland. I don't know if he's going to make it through the season. He might make it through the season, but he's not dressed. He didn't dress this last game, and I could see him continuing not to dress.
So just knowing the way NFL seasons typically go for every team, not just the Browns, but for every team, injuries are going to happen. We're going to have to sign players. Roster spots are going to be a little up in the air, and I think he probably will lose his.
Yeah.
I just don't see any place for him on this team.
Yeah.
Yep. If an injury happens and say we got to go sign a D tackle, I mean, he's going to be one of the first people. It's gone.
Yeah, and I mean, as far as receivers go, I mean, even Anthony Schwartz is getting no run.
No.
He's not being utilized at all. And again, like Felton, can't do anything in the return game. He's worthless. So
as far as signing a D, is Ndamukong Suh still available?
Yeah. He's just out there, available.
I would be calling that guy.
Well, who's to say they're not? You know, maybe he just doesn't want to right now. I don't know.
I'd be like just bugging the crap out of him.
And the thing with Ndamukong Suh, especially a guy at his age with his caliber, you know, his career, I mean, he might be waiting till midseason or later to sign with a team and say, look, I don't want to play a whole year.
Or to see who's a real contender.
I want to, you know, go on a playoff Super Bowl run with the team. I mean, I don't. Being 33, you know, I don't blame a guy who's in his mid-30s or whatever to be like, hey, look, I don't want to play a full NFL season. I'll give you the last quarter and then the playoffs.
Not going to the Raiders.
I was wrong about them. I was wrong about them.
I'm just giving you a little.
I told you, on paper, you were not wrong. I mean, they have good pieces, but
the division was going to just destroy each other, but I just figured that they would beat some of the teams that weren't in their division first.
And I don't know if we got to worry about the Broncos anymore either.
Yeah, they don't look very, how long does he have?
Here's the thing is that division went from, we thought it was going to be like the best division in football to the Chargers. Justin Herbert's hurt. And I think I will die on this hill. Their coach sucks. he's a terrible coach. Yeah. I don't know if they suck this year.
Sean Payton time.
Sean
Payton time.
No, for real. Yeah.
The Broncos, I think they messed up. They could also be in the Sean Payton sweepstakes.
Sure.
And then the Raiders are 0-3. So that division went from like we thought it was going to be four insane teams to it's like the Chiefs and everybody else is kind of looks like two monkeys working in a football.
And the Chiefs just locked to the Colts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we can't even really put them.
NFL was drunk this weekend.
And I'll say one other thing, though. I mean, the Jaguars so far don't look bad, but Doug Peterson coaching that team.
I'll tell you what, they look sneaky good.
Yeah. Trevor Lawrence looks like he's taking that next step.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a real NFL coach
now. Yes. That helps.
That's fair. Interesting.
But okay. Sorry. I was making sure it wasn't an emergency from the wife.
Is that the wife?
Yeah. Yeah. But no. I think D tackle, I would just be trying to get Ndamukong Suh. That's what I would be trying to
do. I would just have him, I'd be having those conversations. Maybe they are, you know, saying, are we on your radar if we're in position to make a playoff run come week, I don't know, 10, 11, when Deshaun comes back? When Deshaun comes back, it'll be interesting to see who's still available at free agency. Will Fuller.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Odell.
Odell. And Odell's another guy who could be, especially coming off the injury, saying, yeah, I'm not playing a full
season. I just seen a video of him, and he's jacked. It looks like all he's been doing is, hey, I can't walk, so I'm just going to lift just weights.
If Odell comes back
when
Deshaun's here, and Amari Cooper's healthy, and Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunter's still good to go, I mean, it's lights out on this offense.
Imagine if Odell came back to Cleveland plays well. It would be
there. Won't, his
imagine
dad won't,
if he comes back, he won't play well.
His dad won't be posting a video on Twitter.
It'd be awesome.
You imagine him and Amari both always open? Oh,
my goodness.
But all right. Well, we'll go ahead and wrap this thing up. We actually did a little bit longer than I was expecting. You know, a couple of diarrhea mouths.
That's fair.
It happens on this show.
We appreciate you guys checking us out. Again, we love getting all the voicemails, so make sure you guys leave us intros and voicemails. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the episode. If you didn't get enough, join thedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member. There's going to be another episode that you could check out where we get into some of the upcoming schedule and some other cool stuff that they wanted to talk about. Again, please make sure you subscribe. We're 50 away from 5,000.
Yes, please.
That's a big benchmark goal for us. We want to get to it. We appreciate all the support we've been getting. I forgot to tell you guys, I got recognized again.
That's right.
Somebody asked me to take my picture.
Yeah, go ahead.
Shout out to the guy at the Bell Stores in Bolivar at 2:30 a.m. Thursday night after the Browns game. He was like, he's the guy from the podcast. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, can I get a picture? And I was like, this is wild. But yes,
you can. That was kind of like a training camp when they're like, are you the guys from the podcast? We're like, yes, we are.
Yep, we are those guys.
We are those guys.
So we appreciate all the support. It's awesome meeting you guys out in public if that ever happens. I definitely never thought that would happen. So again, appreciate everything. Please subscribe, help us out, and we will see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast, and become an official Dog Pack member and join thedogs.com.